From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. The Senate is giving its approval for several federal judges, including two nominees. Closely watched appeals courts in New York and Virginia. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports that some controversial candidates remain in the pipeline.
Lawmakers from both political parties have been fighting all year about how quickly the Senate is moving on President Obama's judicial nominees. But over the last several days, the logjam has broken on some of the candidates, and the Senate approved two long-waiting nominees. Albert Diaz for the Fourth Circuit Appeals Court in Virginia, which is in line to consider the health care law, and Raymond Loye for the Second Circuit Appeals Court in New York, which hears important business fraud and terrorism cases. There's still no word on whether controversial nominees, including Goodwin Liu of California, will get a vote or be sent back to the White House. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg and his region's congressional delegation are urging the U.S. Senate to approve the 9/11 Health and Compensation Act. As Fred Mogul of member station WNYC reports, the bill includes long-term funding to treat health problems and a compensation fund.
The House passed a version earlier this fall. Senate Republicans prevented a vote on the bill 2 weeks ago as part of a blanket filibuster until the Bush-era tax cuts were extended. Mayor Bloomberg says now that a budget deal has been approved, it's the Senate's turn to take up the Zadroga bill.
Very simply, it's time to end the debate and let the bill be voted on.
Democrats believe they have enough GOP support to pass the measure after shaving more than $1 billion off the $7.4 billion price tag. Majority Leader Harry Reid has promised a vote, but only after the Senate finishes dealing with the Russian arms control treaty. If the Zadroga bill wins Senate approval, the revised version goes back to the House for a vote.
Fred Mogul in New York. The federal government is proposing steep fines for drivers who use cell phones on the road. NPR's Nathan Roth reports that the measure could affect truckers and bus drivers, some of the nation's most frequent drivers.
Distracted driving, often the result of texting, dialing, or digging for cell phones, contributed to over 5,000 deaths and 500,000 injuries last year. A ban proposed by the U.S. Department of Transportation Friday looks to limit those distractions by prohibiting the use of handheld cell phones by commercial drivers, a change that would affect an estimated 4 million drivers. The ban didn't come as a surprise to the trucking industry, which saw a prohibition on text messaging go into effect earlier this year. Nathan Rott, NPR News, Washington.
Parts of California are bracing for more storms that have already brought heavy rain or snow to much of the state. Some parts of Southern California have received 12 inches of rain, and forecasters say up to 10 inches more of rain is possible there. Mountain areas still scarred by wildfires are keeping an eye out for signs of flash flooding and mudslides. This is NPR News. Snow and freezing temperatures are disrupting travel across northern Europe. No change is expected in Britain and Scandinavia for days. A weekend storm shut down one of only two runways at the world's busiest international airport in London on Monday after a weekend snowstorm. Thousands of passengers have been stranded at airports across the region. France's army deployed armored personnel carriers to rescue stranded motorists around Paris on Monday. In Mexico, kidnappers have freed a former presidential candidate who had been inducted in May. NPR's Jason Bobian has more from Mexico City.
Diego Fernandez de Ceballos stood in front of his house here in the Mexican capital and thanked God and the Virgin Mary for giving him strength during his 7 months in captivity. His kidnapping was the most high-profile abduction in Mexico in years. The 69-year-old politician was still a powerful force in President Felipe Calderón's National Action Party. There were unconfirmed reports that his family paid $20 million for his release. Fernandez de Ceballos, unshaven with a thick white beard, appeared thin but healthy. He declined to take questions, but said he forgives his kidnappers. I'm living without fear, without cowardice, without arrogance, he said. And he added that he's strong and his life will continue as it was in the past. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Mexico City.
A new government-funded study of echinacea finds the popular herbal remedy doesn't necessarily help fight the common cold. A study of more than 700 adults and children suggests the tiniest possible benefit, about a half day shaved off a week-long cold and slightly milder symptoms. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.